Russia has launched an invasion of Ukraine. Russian troops have been streaming into the country today from the north, the east, and the south, and missiles are coming down on Ukrainian cities. Ukraine's military has mounted a defense, and there are casualties reported on both sides. We expect to hear from President Biden within the hour. We'll have live coverage on these NPR news stations. Right now, though, let's go to NPR correspondent Frank Langford, who is just outside the capital city, Kyiv. Frank, the capital has been one of the targets of Russia's attacks. Tell us what's happening there now.
Yeah, hi, Lisa. It's good to be here. I mean, people have been scrambling since these attacks started a little after 5 o'clock this morning, local time, running to get food. Of course, big traffic jams to get out of the city, not just in, not just in Kyiv, but in Odessa, where I was, where there were missile strikes. But there's not appear to be necessarily soldiers on the ground there, and just widespread fear. And I think it's important to remember that all along for months, people in Ukraine didn't think this was going to happen. They'd been in a war with Vladimir Putin for 8 years, and they were kind of used to it, and they didn't think he would take the step, but clearly he has. And I was just on the phone just like an hour ago with a parliamentarian named Lysa Felisenko. And I said, how are things in downtown Kyiv? And she said she just had armored helicopters fly by her window. She actually lives on the outskirts of the capital. And I asked, what were they? Were they Russian or Ukrainian? She wasn't quite sure. But that's a scene of what people are seeing in the capital right now.
Right. You've told us about how people have been quite lackadaisical, at least up until the past 24 hours or so. What is happening around Chernobyl, the old nuclear power plant where there was a disastrous event, we should say, in 1986?
Yeah, Lisa, this is an extraordinary story, and so extraordinary that we didn't think something like this was going to happen. But according to the president, President Zelensky, it is happening. Russian forces have come out of Belarus, and Chernobyl is on the way to Kyiv. And they apparently have gone into the area around Chernobyl, and they are fighting with Ukrainian forces. And we actually were in touch. One of our translators here was in touch with a tour guide up there who actually runs the tours at Chernobyl and said, yes, this is true, and that Ukrainian forces were pushing them back. Of course, I must say I haven't been able to simply confirm that on the ground in terms of eyewitness reporting. But the Ministry of the Interior is saying, if there's an errant shell or a missile, it could spread radioactive dust all over the place. And so it sort of takes the threat to kind of a new level. And I think has people, obviously the president and others here, very, very concerned.
And just to clarify that, is that the Ukrainian forces were trying to simply get in the way of the Russian forces as they
Precisely.
Made their path? So it wasn't that Chernobyl was a target?
No, I don't. I certainly hope not. But Chernobyl is on the way. I think the Ukrainians are thinking that Chernobyl, they're saying that the Russians want to take the power plant. I don't know why one would want to take a disabled nuclear power plant that is just a great risk to people, but that's what they're saying, and haven't heard yet from the Russians about that.
What are you hearing about what they believe in Ukraine is Vladimir Putin's endgame?
I think it's a very grim one, Lisa, and one I've been hearing on the ground here for quite some time. And certainly it's exactly what we're getting out of the American military and the British military. And that is, this is the initial phase of a large-scale invasion. And the target, first and foremost, is going to be the capital. And the idea will be to come in and lay siege to the capital, encircle it. And the quote today from the Americans was, the intention is basically decapitate the government, installing another method of governance. And I've been hearing that from military analysts with ties to the government here on the ground as well. And so the concern is that the president would either be forced from power, have to flee, or Russian operatives, to be perfectly candid about it, would try to kill him and then try to get the parliament to do what Vladimir Putin wants, which is to renounce NATO, get it out of the Constitution. Effectively, the way people see it here is they think that Putin wants to force the parliament to change the politics of this country at the barrel of a gun.
Is there, very briefly, any evidence that President Zelensky of Ukraine is going into a shadow government, into exile?
Not yet. He's been in a bunker this morning, and he's been sending out messages on Facebook, which is how everybody usually keeps in touch with him and learns about what he's thinking. But I have not heard that yet.
All right. NPR's correspondent Frank Langford, just outside Ukraine's capital city, Kyiv. Frank, thank you.
Good to talk, Lisa.